This is Dr. Lee dictating history physical. Patient name DECK DECK. Marjorie MARJORIE. Date of birth 10/6/1928. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 6/21/2023. History of present illness. This is a 94-year-old female. She was admitted MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital. Patient presented to the emergency room, acute and chronic back pain and difficulty walking. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. Patient denied any fall or trauma. Before she came to Good Samaritan, she was seen in John Hopkins Bayview Hospital. She came to the Good Samaritan on June 6, 2023. In the ED, she was mildly hypertensive, had mild leukocytosis, lumbar x-ray show compression, deformity, thoracic 11, L1, L2, age indeterminate, and mild retropulsion of L1. MRI cord compression was negative, but showed acute subacute compression fracture with mild loss of height at L2, subacute compression fracture of L2 by MRI. Neurosurgery consulted, no neurosurgical intervention advised. They recommended brace, TLSO for comfort, DVT prophylaxis. Patient pain was managed in the hospital, brace applied, mildly elevated WBC count, PTOT evaluation done. They recommended subacute rehab. Patient has a known history of anxiety. She also is hard of hearing. After stabilization, patient was sent to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. She does have a back pain, but get relief with medications. Patient has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, history of TIA, next line hypertension, next line hyperlipidemia, next line type 2 diabetes mellitus, next line anxiety disorder, next line history of coronary artery disease, history of back pain. Allergies not known, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs, abuse, no drug abuse, no alcohol abuse. Brewer system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, back pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, lying on the bed, she is hard of hearing, blood pressure, 153 over 80, pulse 90, temperature 97.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 per minute, pulse ox 95%, room air. Next line had datum economic failure, cardiogenic cleric. Next line no ENO discharge. heart of hearing, neck supple longevity, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowels on positive, extremities. Place edema, but there is no calf tenderness. Neuro, she is awake, alert, 3 into 10 3, and has a generalized weakness.
Because I know some of the patients already had a VM, I know some of them.
Next line medication upon discharge. Lipitor 20 mg daily at night. Next line clonazepam 0.5 mg BID for anxiety, panic disorder. Next line Dacosert Sana 2 times a day. Lovinox 30 mg subcutaneous daily. Ibuprofen 400 mg TID, PRN. Lidocaine patch 5% daily. Metoprolol 50 mg BID. Protonix 40 mg daily. Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hour. PRN. Discodol 10 mg suppository daily. PRN for constipation. Melatonin 3 mg at night. Oxycodone 2.5 mg Q4 hour PRN for severe pain. Miralax 17 gram daily. Lab done while at the rehab, sodium 140, potassium 4.3, cholesterol 106, U27, glucose 93, B1 19, creatinine 0.9, WBC count 6.6, myoglobin 13.4, metco 41.1. Assessment, patient is admitted.
That's okay. I'm going to go and ask the patient.
Back pain, next line. Acute with subacute compression fracture, L2. Next line. Previous history of compression deformity, thoracic 11, lumbar 1 or lumbar 2. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, history of diabetes, type 2. Next line, anxiety disorder. Next line. Hypertension. Next line, history of TIA. Next line plan of care will continue all her current medication, extensive PTOT rehab. Next line, it was reported by the nursing staff. Earlier patient has thought of suicide with wrist cutting, but she has no plan. When I saw the patient at my evaluation at 5:15 p.m. on July 21st, 2023, patient is awake, alert, cooperative. She has no suicidal ideation. She has no plan to hurt herself, but she does have anxiety. I have discussed the nursing staff will get psychiatry evaluation. Will continue her pain medication as advised by the hospital, continue her anxiety medication. This is the end of the vacation. I have communicated with the nursing staff my assessment.